Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Friday, the 25th of March, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. They're number one in so many things. Shasta Regional Medical Center with Jared at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
National Day.
National Medal of Honor Day.
Oh man!
Wow.
Should we play No, what kind of
I don't even know.
You
know what? It's one of people who give. That's the thing.
We Heroism were at an event last night. You know,
many of the Medal of Honor recipients received that, and it's you don't win it. You receive it. You've earned it.
Yeah.
By risking their lives to save others. In many cases, and doing things like going, putting themselves in immense danger to rescue people, which is the major that received the Medal of Honor from right up here. He's moved to Sacramento. That's how he got it. He just kept going back and back to rescue people who'd been hit with an IED explosion.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, last night we were at an event. We're gonna get to our pet of the week here, but we were at an event last night in Cottonwood. That was for the Northern California Wild Turkey Foundation. And, you know, ran of course, by Ted Leidy. But it was so nice to see the group of people stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance. And here's the interesting thing. They didn't have, like, a flag in the room, but what they did have is a video. And then they actually had the words of the Pledge of Allegiance on it, which was great because I'm not really sure, unless you really instill that in your children, because the kids that have to go on this youth hunt or do choose to go on the youth hunt must go with the parent, must go with a hunt leader, and they're ages 12. The girl, one of the girls who won is 12 years old, and then she did her turkey call and 12 and 13, and you know what it is, maybe 11 even. I'm not even, what's the youngest?
12.
Okay, 12. So anyway, I'm not really sure how much the Pledge of Allegiance is instilled in the school kids today, but anyway, that just segues into what a wonderful event, and it's so nice to cross your heart and do the flag. Okay, it's currently 54 degrees, and say the Pledge of Allegiance is what I'm saying. 54 degrees, going to be sunny today with a high of 83, partly cloudy overnight, lows of 52. Saturday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 81. Sunday, now we have about 20% of chance of showers on Sunday with our highs of 71. So we have quite a 10 degree temperature drop. Monday will be 60% chance of showers with a high of 69, and Tuesday sunny with a high of 81. So you know, as we're flipping up and going down with the weather, it's really important to make sure that you are mindful of your pets. But first of all, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This business is located in Anderson. They've been there for years with the Kinney family founding one of the great businesses here at the North State. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now we segue into our pet of the week. And what I was trying to say is with these 80 degrees and 60 degrees, it's very important if you have animals. And you have this thing about in the winter, they come in the car, they want to come in the car. They don't know when they're begging you, and you feel this, oh, I need to take my dog with me, and it's like going to be 110 in the car. So let's welcome our Haven Humane and our pet of the week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Katrina.
Is that long winded?
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
Wait.
I'm looking at you.
Tapping the table. Can I get in?
We're all looking at you going, my gosh.
You're going to come up for air.
You know, two cups of coffee today.
I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, you brought a baby today.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
Quite
gosh.
A baby.
Quite a baby.
A Conan baby, if you ask me. Muscles like Conan.
Right. Yeah, I brought with me Obi, like Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's a three-year-old pit mix, and he is a very big boy. But he doesn't realize it.
He's so cute. But his face looks like, you know, when you see alligator jaws, you know, you think about the jaws.
It's my fault. I'm looking under there, and he's crawling over here.
Black
it was
and
my
white.
Fault. He was looking at me.
Darling markings. And we were just talking about the fact that we drove downtown and we saw that a friend of ours who has a business down here put up chain link, like a nice black chain link around her business. But it's one of those beautiful cottage houses, and she does her business out of there. So that just is indicative of, okay, maybe she's not feeling so safe, or clients that come in there. Perfect dog.
He is, because I think his look does intimidate people, because he does have that really classic, like, pit look. He has, like, a really big head, and he's a large dog. But he's
muscular.
So sweet.
He is. He is like, he's, you know what? It's like, he's a baby Huey.
Yeah.
You know, he comes up, and he's big, and then what's, he sits, he gives you his paw, he crawls over to you, puts his, you know, come on, just love on me. And we need to find Obi a home.
Yes, yes.
What a great dog to take him walks with you.
Yeah,
now, definitely.
Because he's muscular. He's not one of those long-distance type of dogs where you could run with him, I don't think. But then again, he's a cross. So, you know, he does have a little bit longer body. So he does kind of, yeah, he's not just all muscle. He looks like he's got, and his legs seem a little bit longer, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's definitely an active boy. I definitely recommend him to a house that has a fenced yard just so he can run around a lot. He loves chasing balls. That's, like, his favorite activity to do.
This dog could hold 12 tennis balls in its mouth. No, okay, not
so
that
Katrina,
many.
So, Katrina, that means that when you bring in the pet of the week, it's kind of a discounted. Has his adoption fees been paid for? What's the situation with our listeners to share with them?
His adoption fee is just what it typically is, which since he's 3 years old, it would be $75.
All right.
But I picked Obi because he gets overlooked a lot. He's been with us about 147 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think just because of his size and breed, he gets overlooked, and people think he's a little intimidating. But he's a really sweet dog. They've been taking him to PetSmart, and he does great. He's met a lot of different people, and he's super friendly with everyone, as you guys saw.
And you know what? And it's unfortunate because he probably weighs what?
He's 73 pounds.
73 pounds. Okay. He weighs 73 pounds.
And he's all muscle.
but he's taller. And so there's that cross in him. He's not squat. And I said, well, you probably couldn't take him on long runs. But now I'm looking at him. You could take him for long walks because he's got that kind of body where he can throw off the heat. But what a nice dog. And his face, when you see him the first time, you know what he does? It's like in that commercial with that dog. He cocks his head.
Yeah.
I mean, just really cocks his head, and he's looking at you, and then he cocks it to the other side. Absolutely cute.
Well, share with us, as the animal expert that you are, Katrina, about the heat. Just once again, bring the reminders back to the people about this change in the weather and what it does inside the car.
Of course. So even when it's about 80 degrees outside, your car can actually jump about 20 degrees, I think within like 10 minutes or so of your dog being in the car. And even with your windows cracked, it still gets incredibly hot. So if it's even over 70 degrees, your car can become way too hot for your pet. So just be mindful of that if you're going to take them out with you. Especially, I mean, a lot of places will let you take your dog inside. I mean, our shelter included. So definitely be thinking about that as the weather is heating up.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, Obi is up for adoption, and we're posting a picture here on the KCNR. Is it going on our chat pack, or is it going into the website?
It's just going in the chat.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to try and get it into our website.
Yeah, we want to get him placed.
If you send that to me in an email, I'll put it on the Facebook,
placed.
Too.
What else do we need to mark our calendars for or look forward to this month or April?
Well,
how'd the doggy dash go?
It went wonderful. It was sprinkling that morning, but that didn't stop anybody, and it was a great time. And then coming up, so we still don't have a vet, but we are trying to still do our vaccine clinics on Wednesday. So definitely keep an eye on our Facebook page because we are posting on there when we're able to do it. We've been able to do it the last 2 or 3 weeks. So if you're needing to get your pet shots updated, please keep an eye on our Facebook page. If you don't follow us, it's Haven Humane Society, and we're posting on there at the beginning of the week if we're able to do the clinic. That way you can plan ahead.
Well, you know what? We may just make OBR our office dog. And he's, you know, he stays here in the evening, and he's, you know, he just sits there and he looks out the window at people.
Well, thank you for joining us, Katrina.
Of course,
that's
thank
wonderful.
Look how quiet he is.
And all the wonderful things with Haven Humane. This portion of the show, are we going to be talking about our sleep number this week?
No.
Oh, well, I'll talk about it anyway because we are going to go on over to the Sleep Number store and pick out some more pillows.
Okay. 7:15 in the morning on the 25th of March, and 51 degrees out there, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river. I'm gonna love you like I do.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shine 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the R&R Auto Truck Repair Show and Shine and Poker Run and the Timberlord's Cool Axe Show and Shine April 22nd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, 7:19 in the morning here on the 25th, and this portion of the show brought to you by Avelo Airlines. You can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Reading. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. You must book direct, though, at aveloair.com. That's A-V-E-L-O-air.com.
And they're working out their kinks as well. I have friends that use Avelo and fly quite regularly to Burbank, like every 2 weeks. So, you know, they're talking about, like, sometimes you have to go in person and that kind of thing. But just, and I also wanted, why we're talking about that, I have a quick announcement to make, that, Tri-Counties Bank, if you bank with Tri-Counties Bank, let's see, here's what does this say, that, we'll be updating their system this weekend. Make sure you go get cash because sometimes updates can take longer than expected. And we know that, some of our bank, that we've done business with, as they, we see a lot of banks that are changing, you know, names and ownerships and stuff like that. But and so sometimes that can take some. That's Terry County Banks. That's our announcement.
Before we get to our guest, I just have to say is that this is typical California, and Gavin Newsom. Ready?
Mm.
You know, because of this gas crunch, everybody's having $6 a gallon and all this. You know, the GOP has called in the state of California, hey, why don't we just suspend the gas taxes for a few months? And it's over a dollar a gallon. Just for a few months, we've got the money in the budget. We have a, you know, a big overage in the billions. And instead, what the Democrats want to do, and trust me, if this was reversed, I'd be saying the same thing. They want to give up to $800 from the state to help offset record high gas prices. Registered owners will get $400 per vehicle up to two vehicles. Okay. All right. I mean, that's kind of a drop in the bucket, but okay, still. Now, here's the great thing. People who own electric vehicles or others that don't use gasoline would get the same money. Excuse me. What is the purpose of that? It makes no sense. And then businesses with fleets of cars would not be eligible. Is that one of the stupidest things you've ever heard in your life? I mean, you know, here, let us reach out to help you. But if you've got an electric vehicle, and we're going to give you that money too, but they're not buying gas.
Well, the governor's office estimates the rebate would cost about $9 billion.
Yeah, but it's just, it's his typical one decision for the whole state, even if it has nothing to do with reality. Okay, now let's go to reality here. We have with us a KIXE.
Our PBS station.
Dave Cox. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Well, great. So glad to have you here.
I had to get that out of my system, so the rest of the day will be nice.
And Rob Keenan.
Good morning.
Who is the...
Director of Programming.
Director of Programming.
Yeah. Sounds very official.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And you've been there since I've been in Reading.
Forever, yes.
You know, when I first met Rob, he had long hair. And
I still tell the story to people, by the way.
So the
Hickok story.
Bill, he looked like, I swear to God, if you took a picture, put a hat on him, put a floppy or large hat on Rob's head, he looked just like the photos of Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, actually, I've got a really good story. I was in a parade years ago with my kids, and we were dressed up. It was actually Reading School of the Arts, and we were dressed up very Renaissance period. And I had a big Renaissance hat and stuff, and I'm walking. I had nothing Western on. I was carrying a mandolin and playing it and going down the street. And I go by Carl's booth, and I hear, "And there goes Wild Bill Hickok." Yeah, I don't look so much like him tonight, but okay.
Rob still had the long hair when I started with KIXE and made the conversion, three years ago?
Probably pushing five now.
Yeah, it looks really good.
You look good both ways. Yeah. So, Dave, how long now have you been at the leader of the helm, or leader, captain of the ship?
I was appointed acting general manager in December of 2017. Mm. And that was for a very short... the little history there. I became a member of the board of directors for KIXE in 2015. They were looking for a representative from Trinity County. And I got a call from one of the board members, and they asked, hey, we could use a good board member. Would you be willing? So I came down, and I met with the board, and I agreed. And so I was a member of the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2017, there was a situation where the manager at that time needed a little time off to deal with some health concerns. And so the board absolutely jumped in and gave that manager the time he needed off to, mm-hmm. to deal with those. And they asked me, hey, Dave, you know, you're already retired, and would you mind just filling in as an acting general manager for 2 months? That's all we asked, 2 months. You know, we can't pay you. We'll give you a gas card so you can come and go because you live in Weaverville. And I said, yeah, I can do that. And so I did that. That turned into 3 months. They needed an additional month. And then on the day that our manager was to return, we were waiting to welcome him back, and he said, before we get started, I've had the pleasure of working for KIXE for 40 years. I have never had 2 months off, and I'm 65, and I retire. So at that point, we talked about an internship of 1 year. I would stay on for 1 year and help get the next general manager on board. And about 9 months into that, things started clicking, and I felt there was a good working relationship going with the team, and it seemed to be a good fit. And so I applied for the permanent job, and I've now been there. This is my fourth year.
So there had to be something, if you don't mind just kind of, you know, continuing on that thought process. There had to be a number of things that kept you, because, you know, let's face facts, you know, going over that buckhorn is, you know, not exactly just a pebble in the water. It takes a real commitment to go, like Dan Bean when he was running REU, it was mm-hmm. going back and forth daily. So what, you know, here you retired, you're going to do interim. What were the ingredients, if you will, that kept you saying, I'm going to do this for some more time?
Primarily, it was the energy and the passion of this team I got to know.
That's great.
And they are really committed to making a difference in our local communities, and that was an easy buy-in. And once I really learned that mission and saw the hard work that they were doing and trying to do, I wanted to do all I could to continue to support that. And I came from a background of 31 years in law enforcement where my forte was managing projects and people. And it just, and, you know, I've always on the side, I've had private retail businesses, and I've had some entrepreneurship in those regards, and they just kind of matched. And it's been a good fit, in my opinion, and we're doing well. Things are going well at KIXE, but it's because of the team that really is committed and dedicated to what they do day in and day out. We have a team of 14, 15 myself included, and we're responsible for, viewership of 10 of the northeastern counties in the state, and that includes not only providing quality programming, but also outreach and events, and they nail it every time. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it, and that's why I'm still here.
That's a great story, and it's a wonderful all of us to be reminded. Rob, we've got about 2 minutes left before we take a break, and we've got a whole other segment that we can cover with, you know, the family and what's happening with KIXE. During the COVID crisis, I mean, people had to stay home, but you've always had outstanding program. What changed, or what would you say got better in the batter?
Better with regards to COVID?
Yeah, like for the team or like when you can sit and think and hatch.
Well, what really, really helped us with COVID, and it's a terrible thing to say how COVID helped us.
No, I mean,
but it's true. It's
a lot of people reconstructed or revisited
their lives.
Well,
we did a lot of that. We had a lot of people who stepped up, whether, you know, it's Jake Magus coming in and doing things with us or whoever, and the membership, people actually kept supporting the station, and we actually right now are probably in a better financial situation than we've been in for years, which is shocking because, you know, I think with COVID but because people said, oh, we really need to keep PBS here in the North State and KIXE going, they really supported us. So we're actually really strong in that regards. And it sort of has spun us into the future. Because we spent years being a nonprofit, struggling, fighting with, staying alive and that kind of thing. But now we're sort of like, oh, we have a certain level of stability, and we're spinning it, and we're going to start looking at really, really pushing to do local content and doing more outreach and those kind of things. So it's been a real strange reevaluation and benefit to the station.
Fantastic.
Well, we've been associated with KIXE for 12 years since we started our station here. And we've done a number of things, including dressing up in real crazy costumes for Cat in a Hat. I will never forget that. It's it's somewhat akin of being under fire.
The only thing that saved me was putting on that costume.
And that's when we were
said, stage fright that day.
Would you just come out and just introduce the segments? And then the last one was, hey, would you mind just being out there for 10, 12?
Oh, that's
10, 12, maybe 15
minutes.
It's
like it's not a big deal.
Like it's like
the ultimate stretch.
And do what? And you know, just you two, you know, banter.
Yeah, but you have to know your facts, and you're trying to look at the paper and not feel like.
To this day, I still remember that Dr. Seuss was afraid of kids. Yep.
And now you know why.
And now I know why. Hey, we're here with KIXC, our local PBS station, whom we have utmost respect and delight with you all. You offer programming that parents don't really have to worry about.
Wonderful educational
programming.
When you
can put their
kids
out there. We, you know, I download stuff from you all a lot. The fact is that having your station offers, a different outlook on so many things. Anything from, up to date news to Lawrence Welk, who hasn't been on the air in what?
He hasn't been alive since the 90s, but yeah. he's been on our air. Actually, he's been in syndication since the 80s. Yeah.
And if you're a person that's older than 60, you'll remember going to your grandparents' house, and your grandparents are going to be watching.
That's right. It was a Saturday Lawrence night
Welk.
Date.
That was a big thing. Okay. Hey, 7:31 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier Local Retailer. Let me tell you that our guy here is the one to call. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. It's a veteran-owned business. He does so much for our community, and he gives wonderful customer service. That's B&T Satellite. Call him at 241-3474. And we'll be right back.
Bright lights, let it gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare, so viva!
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, flippin' hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches in our area, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown Reading. The main branch, of course, in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and the newest branch at 2727 Ventura Street in Anderson. Been in the business for 15 years and been moving local dreams forward since the day they started. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with KIXE, Dave Cox and Rob Keenan. Before I get back to them, people were calling in, and we noticed it, that our AM signal was just all screwy yesterday. And our engineers went down there and found out it was a capacitor that had just blown. So they replaced it, and we're back up.
Oh, good.
Up.
Well, thank you, listeners, for letting us know.
Well, yeah. We knew it too, but thanks everybody for calling.
Yeah.
And want you to know is that we got that fixed yesterday. I'm not even going to go into what a capacitor is, except they're a real pain in the ass. Okay, let's go back. Dave, what? You don't have problems down there,
all the time. You just spoke our language.
Yeah, we just had some problems with some capacitors in our computers, too.
Yeah.
They're bulging and ready to burst. So, yeah.
They're bulging and ready to burst.
See, what people, you know, and you're representing 10, did you say 10 counties?
Yeah, our signal is broadcast throughout 10 northeastern counties in the state.
Okay. So, you know, I feel for you because every day, every day there's a mechanical, what it takes to be on the air, and those machines and those computers and that air and those wires, whatever it is, every day there's a little increment of something you have to stay on top of. And it just happens.
And that leads into something that I'm glad you brought up, Linda, is that we wouldn't be on the air if it wasn't for our community, if it wasn't for our individual members, and if it wasn't for our sponsors and those who help us out. And to address what you just said specifically, so, you know, every year there are grant cycles that nonprofits apply for. Well, last year we were at a point where our master control automation system was 10 years over its expected lifestyle, and we were about to lose it. And if you lose automation, it can be months before you can get that back on air and going. So by the blessings of a planned giving donation from a private party in Chico,
wow,
we were able to take that money, and we were able to use that as our match to an application we made through the Community Fund of the North State with the McConnell Foundation for a new automation system. And it was $100,000. And we wrote a grant, and we pledged a 50% match, and they gave it to us. And it couldn't have been, the timing couldn't have been better. And just recently, we finished the installation. And was it a week
Yeah, it was a week after that.
The old system was done.
Died a week after we got the new one in.
And so, had we not had that in place, had our engineering director, Sue Maxey, not done such a good job nailing that and having it ready, we would have been in a lot of trouble
you
for several
been dark
months.
For a while.
Well, we would have had to go to network, our regional broadcast. Yeah. And we don't like to do that. We should stay with our local content, you know. And so it's stuff like that that always happens. The Rancheria, they always come through for us. Last year they gave us the money we need. Next month we've got our heating and one of our air conditioning units lost its cooling unit, the core. And they're coming with money that the Rancheria on a grant provided so that we can have a crane come in, lift it off, make the repairs, and put it back. If we did not have, you know, we are the community. We are, you know, without the community, without you, there's no us. And that's our mantra now. And you'll see on all of our stuff we put out, without you, there's no us. You know, and that's what's so beautiful about, you know, KIXE and PBS.
This is what drives you, Dave.
This is what drives me.
Yeah. I can see that now. It's very clear.
Yeah.
And Rob, it's been years for you, and so you're a director of programming. How do you choose? And let's talk about some of the wonderful programming, the educational programming, as well as how you choose your local content.
Well, our local content, we're probably doing a couple things in regards to that, but we have what you try to do things, you have a limited amount of resources in terms of what we can do, produce in-house, even though we're really striving to do more of that We actually, I have access to a bunch of things. So we have, how programming works is you have a sort of tiers. We are a member station of PBS. And so we have to, unlike the ABC affiliate in town, the ABC affiliate shares income from both of those. Am I digging in too much?
Wow,
there it is.
Well, no, I mean, I get up close, so anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was digging in. Actually, that's a lot better.
It is. Thank you. Well, do we have another microphone going out and it's distorted? Okay. Anyway,
oh, yeah. So we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to be part of PBS, and that's a lot of the main tier of schedulings. We're required because we're a member station of PBS. To air a certain number of programs. It's called Common Carriage, and we're required to do that because that's the agreement we have. From there, I kind of build the rest of the schedule. PBS is usually the kids programming and most of prime time, but the weekends and the fringe prime and all that stuff, I sort of try to figure out what the audience wants, which is like the impossible task of the universe, because it's you're trying to guess. And also, I tell people, and I've even told my board of directors this, is like that I'm not the audience, and neither are you. I mean, you try to guess that, and you try to say, well, wouldn't people like that? No, I don't think so. One thing I did a few years ago, and actually, you guys remember Phil Smith when Phil Smith was here. He was the Cat in the Hat era.
Yeah.
we decided to do. From maybe that's a selfish thing from our own childhood, doing a 7:30 block going into primetime because we used to remember growing up with magazine shows going into 8 o'clock thing. So now this week we try to do something that's has a local sensibility. We don't necessarily have stuff there that we produce, but a good example is I brought last June I brought California's Gold back after being off the air for years, and so Hugh Hauser's on every Wednesday at 7:30. We have another show Thursdays at 7:30 called American Grown from the Fresno station, which is about agriculture and a lot of agriculture interests up here. So it's called American Grown. My Job Depends on Ag, which is it's a great show. It's a very well produced show, and it just goes and talks to the people who are producing ag throughout the entire state of California. So that's really good. And we do some other stuff when we get, I have a music show from the Eureka station on, called Live from the Steeple, which is an old church. And they do, I think they do roots music and bluegrass, and it's on Saturday nights at 8. We do a lot of stuff that's, we don't necessarily produce a lot of it, but, we do get it from other stations, and it's regionally local that maybe, I don't know, maybe pushing it sometimes, but we do try to put stuff in there that's of interest to our audience.
Well, I still would challenge you that, we need to have a local right here in Redding and Chico and do like a music right here, bring on our musicians and do something and I would sit at the helm, and I challenge you that I've wanted to do that since the day I moved to Reading. We've tried to do it a couple times, but maybe now after COVID and all the things that we're starting to grow, there's things happening. I think people are really interested, and we would get backers to do that. But I think it would be really great to highlight some of our, unless you're already doing it and I don't know about it.
Well, we have a guy who's from the Zephyr. Are you familiar with the Zephyr in Chico? It's a non-NPR,
yeah.
public radio station. And a gentleman named Bill DeBlanc has been producing some stuff out of Chico.
Okay.
So every Saturday at 10, we actually air, it's called Banana Grape Stomp. And he still isn't sure why he named it that. And but we do that every Saturday at Sing. But actually, it's a good point because we're really sort of perched to go in that direction. And my production supervisor Ken Simmons has brought that up. We haven't been able to do it in the past, but he really is.
There's so much talent out here in Reading and in the Anderson area. Chico doesn't have the only
bring on kids and highlight musicians and highlight. You know, people who are gifted and what they're doing and just like a kind of a local arts, kind of like Enjoy, but live, but with music and all that good
and
stuff.
That
anyway.
That would fall right in line with the real efforts we are making to bring more local content because we are producing some local stuff. And, last Saturday night we aired the documentary that we did on Chad Bushnell, the life and career of our young Chad Bushnell. And it aired, 8 o'clock last Saturday night.
8 o'clock, yeah.
And it was almost an hour show that we did on Chad's life when he came to us and said, hey, I'm not doing anything right now. Would you consider, collaborating with somebody? I said, absolutely.
Oh, fabulous. And now, who did the film? Who filmed it?
We did it all.
Oh, excellent.
KIXE did it all. And we're going more in that direction.
We need to take a quick break here. Otherwise, we can't stay on the air. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. Mike, I gave your name out the other night to somebody in town here about that was redoing their kitchen and bathroom and all this, and I said, you got to call Mike Huber. There's nobody better than when you need to have something done like that, working with marble or granite or slate or being able to design what is in the homeowner's mind. He sits down with you for a free consultation. You put your minds together, and it comes out with a work of art. That's Mike Huber, Estate Granite. He is one of the good guys. It's a better-known business. For more information, go to estategranite.com or give him a call at 241-STONE. That's Estate Granite. We'll be right back with KIXE.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference. Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96. Well, because he came in
I'm
and he said 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then so the music's playing and we can't start it.
You can't
it
tell
until
me 30 seconds. That's like saying you have too many shoes. Can't do it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is the artist of windshield repair. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can do it. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He will sit down with you for a free inspection and an analysis, and he'll tell you what has to be done if he can fix it. If he can't fix it because your windshield is too damaged, he'll tell you where to go to get it fixed by somebody he trusts.
But you probably need somebody to tell you where to go to.
You tell me that all the time, sweetie.
Okay.
In fact, I don't even ask sometimes, and you just volunteer.
We're having fun on this Friday morning.
Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
We're like those two little puppies that play and it would growl over a bone and, you know, wrestle around and then just kind of run side by side. So.
And you noticed, Carl, when you were doing that, how silent Rob and I became, as we are both well trained.
Yes. The most important words. Of course, my dear.
There are two ways to argue with a woman and neither work.
That's right. Just when you think you're winning, the next thing you know, you wake up and the nurse is saying, "Don't worry, you'll be okay." Hey, we're here with Dave Cox and Rob Keenan from KIXC, who it's been a stalwart of our community for so many years. How many years has that been now?
Gosh. What, 1964?
1964 is the year. Yeah.
Okay. And we're talking about that they, without their viewers, they wouldn't be. And it's absolutely true.
And how much local support you get.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. In fact, this year, one of our major pushes is a membership campaign. And to give you a little history, so the height of PBS when it was super, super popular was what, I'd say in the 90s, Rob?
Yeah, that was actually, in terms of support, especially locally, there was a lot of outpouring of support for late 80s, early 90s.
Before YouTube.
Yes, and so back then, KIXC actually had about 11,000 sustaining members. And then 5 years ago, when I joined the team, I think we're in the high 3,000s. Mm. We're back up to about 4,400 now. But we really, if you think about it, we have a lot of people that watch our shows on our viewing, our all three channels every day. And we have, you know, we reach 500,000 people in 283,000 households, our signal. And we have this mighty team of about 4,300 people who sustain us as regular sustaining members. But when you compare that to how many people are actually out there, we're trying to get the word out that, hey, don't just enjoy our show. Hey, consider stepping up and also joining our membership team, because I think a lot of people think, well, I can't afford it or anything. It's $5 a month. $5 a month gets you full membership as a sustaining member, and you get Passport, which is the on-demand feature. So if you have Passport and you have favorite PBS programming, you can watch that at any time on your schedule, on demand, on your smartphone, devices, or anything you have. And so for $60 a year, the price of one cup of coffee a month, you can be a sustaining, proud sustaining member of KIXE and help us keep pushing this message and doing the great things we want to do for our many communities, not only in providing good educational television that you can be proud of and that you can have your children sit in front of and not have to worry about, and but you can also continue our efforts with our community support, because we're out in the community. We go every year to the Shasta Board of Realtors Christmas Party for the disabled students.
Right.
We do the Mr. Rogers Fun Walk every year. It's a free family event at the Anderson River Park. There's all kinds of stuff that we do, and so we're excited.
How does one become a member?
You simply can call KIXE at 243-5493. Or you can go to KIXE.org, and there's icons to join, but it's super, super easy. We have a great membership division. We've got Phil, who's our membership coordinator, and Erica, who is our supervisor, and they're so sweet, and it takes just a couple of minutes, and you become a member. You get our biannual newsletter. You get all our emailings. There's just lots of great, great reasons to support KIXE as a sustaining member.
Well, you know, it goes back to, when it gets right down to it, it goes back to the your programming. And, I mean, your programming is it's downloadable, if you know what I mean, is I see something on there, and I put it in our DVR. And so I can go back and watch it, and some things I've kept for years. You know, some of the music shows.
And you have something recently that you just did that's really up our alley, because we've recently become members of the equine world here in out of Palo Cedro. And you have a wonderful programming that you've done. You brought on the American horse.
Right, right. And that's the nature American horse. And we are the next. We did some pledging around it. We actually are trying to get back our membership of doing more, bringing in more local talent to, we've done a lot of national pre-tape stuff, but we're trying to do some local talent. So we did that with American Horses on Nature, and we actually had, it was really successful. We made a few thousand dollars off of it, which we haven't done in forever.
There's a lot of horse people,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people just like horses, you know, so that could be something to maybe take a look at here in the future.
I actually had my own wife joke, because my wife would love for me to have a horse.
I would love for you to have a horse.
Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, anyway.
So she doesn't have to. Well, you know, you find out that there's.
We've all become professional pooper scoopers,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Talked about that last night.
Yeah, in fact, we have a horse that can eat 5 pounds of hay.
And, oh, they're expensive,
and,
yeah.
And poop 10 pounds.
Yeah,
and I still haven't. I'm still trying to figure it out. But, okay. We're here, of course, with KIXE, supported by our community. You got any last thoughts here, or what people, to something for them to remember?
How can
they reach out?
Actually, yeah. I was going to actually hit on some stuff coming up in terms of what we're doing. A good example, on the 4th of April, we're doing Benjamin Franklin, which is the new Ken Burns. And Ken Burns, famous for Civil War and the Vietnam War and baseball, a lot of long documentaries that are really thorough. Very thorough. But we have two nights in April 4th and 5th for Benjamin Franklin, the guy who invented bifocals, which just blows me away that we had glasses for so long. The other big one coming up for the station this summer is the Great American Recipe. And it's a contest show, which is much like the Great British Baking Show, except it's Americans and their family recipes. Okay.
You know what that means.
That means we're wrapping it up. We got 30 seconds
that's
left.
You know where I learned that? From you guys.
That's right. I know exactly what that means. That's 30 seconds. So
it's a hand signal. Looks so like just, a C.
Yeah, so really, really quickly, June 24th, we are starting the 8-week contest show called Great American Recipe. We're doing some local content with local recipes, which people are going to be able to submit their local family recipes starting that week. So that's nice. The week of June 24th.
Okay. Dave.
And I just once again, real briefly, just want to tell everyone how thankful I am as the general manager at KXC for all the support and for everyone stepping up at every angle and making those donations and approving those grants and just showing us that we're relevant and that we are important in this community. And that gives us what we need to continue just doing the good things we do. And we're proud to do it.
Well, you guys do a great job. Okay. We're going to take a break from the news. We're coming back with One Safe Place.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The list of atrocities committed by the Russians in Ukraine continues to grow. Mariupol city officials say around 300 people died in last week's Russian airstrikes on a theater that was being used as a civilian bomb shelter. Prior to the attack, a huge Russian language inscription reading "children" was posted outside the theater. Visible from high above the building, it was supposed to deter a Russian attack. The U.S. and the EU announcing a new partnership aimed at reducing Europe's dependence on Russian energy.
In the latest step to further isolate Moscow after its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden said the U.S. will increase energy exports to Europe.
15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year.
The president said reducing Europe's dependence on Russian oil and gas is the right thing to do from a moral standpoint and makes long-term strategic sense. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is not a good report card for President Biden when it comes to his stewardship of the U.S. economy. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on a new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll.
65% of Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of the nation's economy. That includes 96% of Republicans. 88% of Democrats say high gas prices are outside Biden's control, while 79% of Republicans specifically blame his policies.
Pro athletes and show business celebs getting a pass on New York City's COVID vaccine mandates, but not average New Yorkers like police and firefighters. And Mayor Eric Adams catching flack for that. More than 1,400 city workers were fired for refusing to take the vaccine. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 193 points, NASDAQ down 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
German business confidence has plummeted as the outlook of business executives for the coming months darkens following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The Ifo Institute says its monthly confidence index fell to 90.8 points in March from 95.8 in February. It says sentiment collapsed. Company managers' assessment of the current situation was slightly worse than in February, but their view of the outlook for the next 6 months is far worse.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Britain's transport secretary vowing to force a ferry operator to reverse the illegal firings of almost 800 workers, saying the company's brazen and breathtaking decision to intentionally break the law will not be allowed to stand. Grant Shapps says he'll introduce a package of legislation next week that would force companies like P&O Ferries to pay the UK minimum wage at sea as well as on land. News and analysis at townhall.com. Looks like we can expect new cryptocurrency regulations in the future.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve Board says the economy's rules now in place were not built with a digital world in mind. Jerome Powell says forms of e-money, like cryptocurrencies and stable coins, need new rules to protect consumers. He says these new forms of payment for goods and services will likely make electronic transactions cheaper and faster, but he warns they could also destabilize existing financial institutions. Jason Walker reporting.
The Justice Department says four Russian government officials have been charged in hacks that targeted the global energy industry and thousands of computers worldwide between 2012 and 18. The indictments come as the FBI sounds new alarms about efforts by Russian hackers to target the networks of energy firms in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Dubai, 8:05 in the morning here on the 25th of March, 2022. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, my friends. I'm here with Jared at the helm. Good morning there, Sulu.
Good morning.
So are we going to hit warp speed? Take us to warp speed. Captain, the Delenium Crystals! You're burning out the Delenium Crystals!
Yeah, I'm not a trickie.
Oh. Well, it doesn't mean you don't understand it, though.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't even know about Scotty? Scotty, we need some more. Scotty, we need more power. Captain, the Delenium Crystals, you're burning them out. Captain, we may not be able to do reentry.
Do you want the weather?
Yes.
Currently 52 degrees. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 83, a low of 52. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 81, a low of 53. On Sunday, a 20% chance of showers during the day, and then showers likely Sunday night with a high of 71, a low of 51. Monday, showers likely, then mostly clear with a high of 69, a low of 48. And Tuesday, sunny with a high of 81. And low 49, and then it goes down in the 70s on Wednesday, 78, and 76 on Thursday.
Okay. Well, the weather is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned business, been in the business for a couple of decades, a veteran-owned business. Chuck was a pilot in Vietnam, and they have just a wonderful business. All the propane comes out of one tank. Well, at Shasta Regional. It's Shasta Gas Propane. It's the customer service. And they have great customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, in case you're just tuning in, I've got to get this rant out of my system. I've already said it once. Governor Newsom and his infinite wisdom. And you know what to tee up, right? When I point at you. Has decided to give up to $800, $400 per car, up to two cars per family, just give you money, write you a check. That helps, of course, but he's going to give it to everybody. The electric cars who don't use gas, because if they can give away money, then they're going to do that. Oh, see, I think we got some primary elections coming and all this. Why are you giving money to people who have electric cars?
Maybe because they have electric cars. Maybe the reasoning is...
No, there is no reason. It's because of the gas, the cost of gas. Are electric cars filling up at the gas station? No, they're electric cars. It's a one-size-fits-all, which is what Newsom does, which is why he totally screwed up COVID and everything they had to do with that.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
That is from the Game of Thrones. If you've not seen it, we are starting to watch it all over again. But that's, I'm not sure which series or which, where it is in the, how many episodes, how
I
many
can tell you which one that
seasons
is.
They have.
That's when the queen walks naked
yes.
through the town.
Yes.
It's blazoned. It's emblazoned on people's heads. Okay. Now that I've got that out of my system, I feel pretty good. Hey, we have one safe place with us today. And, Dan Dogert is with us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You
good.
Bet. Now, Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, just to start out, we just got through with the teen dating violence awareness. I think we spoke
yeah,
about
that, you had
last
that last
time.
Month.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a really good, you know, we got into schools.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
That I needed to see that, like, see that in my mind's eye that you, what you would, because if somebody's growing up in an environment, they may think, oh, that's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Now they're in the dating world. So how you restructure one's thinking into this is not okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what Candace and I have been working on is a curriculum that is more suited for the times in high school compared to when, you know, we were there. I believe that the content was mostly about, you know, teenage pregnancies, STDs, and that's about it. And skewed, you know, the human anatomy. That's all you got.
It was never discussed when I was in high school.
Right.
It just wasn't.
Or
right.
nor I.
Right. And so what we did was we first wanted to get in there to kind of pick their brains about what high school's like now. When I was in high school, smartphones weren't a thing. You know, things like Facebook weren't around. And so we didn't have the social media abuse and things like that. So we wanted to gear it more towards what pertains to them right now, especially media and, you know, television, things like that. We wanted to paint a more realistic picture for them than what they do see on TV and, what they idolize sort of, because as we know, things on TV are highly sexualized nowadays, and a lot of teenagers can get confused about that and think that that's the way they go about having a relationship. So our aim is to show them what's healthy in a relationship and what's not. And so our curriculum is based on two foundations, really, which is what is consent and how to set healthy boundaries in a healthy relationship. So we did get into Shasta High School. We had a couple of workshops there. We're currently having our curriculum vetted by their principal to see if we can have an assembly. We just had a presentation out at Shasta College as well, and that went really, really well. I think at first when we do get into classrooms, they're a little reserved because it is a heavy subject, and I don't think that it's been brought
to them.
How
many
of
them really are going to talk about it?
Right.
You know, especially if they're in front of their classmates, you know, and one of them says, yeah, I was sexually assaulted. I mean, if they even say that.
Sure.
I want to know, like, for instance, you know, just like having, you know, KIXE on, I'm extremely visual, so I'm wondering if you do like a play, like a 10-minute interaction of pretend, like, you know, when like maybe a flyer that goes out, but there's two people interacting in front of the classroom about what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. This now, would you consider this on a scale from 1 to 10? This is appropriate and this is not appropriate, like a shove or a touch, or, you know, a kiss or a forcing of something like that. And is it too intense to do? Well, I mean, like, you know, you can do it where it's G, you know, it's G. I mean,
sure.
It's rated, you know, to a place that is not going to be too uncomfortable, but it's like actually seeing it. And like you said, you know, how do we know it at a certain time when things are too sexual on TV because we are have all become numb to things.
Absolutely. What I would say there is we are kind of, painting that picture and having, participation like that because I feel like you said, there's a lot of very visual people out there that they have to learn that way. And so what we did, we like to be interactive with them is, for example, we asked them, you know, we gave them a scenario of, you know, a couple going to prom. And afterwards, they decide to, you know, hang out. They are both, decide they want to have sex. They're both willing. It's an emphatic yes from both of them. And we ask people, you know, raise your hand if consent was given in this situation. Everybody, and this was the college class, everybody raised their hand that consent was given. And, so I asked Candace, you know, hey, Candace, was consent given here? Her answer was no, because a lot of people don't know this, surprisingly enough, that if you are under 18, you do not have the right to give consent. So even if they were both willing and, you know, to participate, they cannot give consent.
It's called statutory rape.
Yeah, they can't give consent because they're both under 18. And even if just one person's under 18, obviously that is statutory rape. Mm-hmm. However, yeah, it's, you can't provide consent. So,
wow, that was an eye opener. I mean, that's the big takeaway for me today. I didn't know that.
It's huge. It's huge. And that's the amount of time we're just putting into research to see, you know, what's really.
Well, that's why I waited till I was 34.
I'm going to take a break on that note because it is our break time.
Really irritated my
this
wife.
Portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, supporting KCNR since the day that we opened our doors and went on the air, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now let's support our local jeweler. With any kind of watch repair, fix a prong, look at an estate piece. Maybe mom and dad or somebody left you something, or you're looking for a special gift for somebody. They will work with you. Great people to know. That's Four Winds Jewelry. And we'll take a break now on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. We're here with One Safe Place.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Cop it's over.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus B.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see.
Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ugh, I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights.
Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
What a beautiful noise coming up from the street.
Welcome back to Perspire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, Neil Diamond. It's always good. The Carl and the Bob. Hey, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 a.m. Hey, a big shout out to all of our friends and neighbors and our advertisers out there. Thank you so much for supporting our station. We surely appreciate it. And sometimes we don't say thank you enough to you all. So here I am. I just, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being with us every morning and for supporting our station for 12 years. This portion, and one of these people is Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and she's been with us a long time, Judy Maxwell. The office is located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy's been helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. Whether it's financial questions you have, and she has two divisions, finance and insurance, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Things have changed dramatically, as we all know, in this last year. Things have changed. Things may have changed for your insurance. Things may have changed for your financial investments. Again, give Judy Maxwell a call, 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm here today with our expert from One Safe Place, Dan Dogert, and we're talking about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. One of the things that, can you define, because I was in and out here, you may have already done it, can you define sexual assault?
I mean, yes,
you know, I could have said, can you define what a woman is, or what a man is, but
yeah,
I just found out that's way too hard to do if you're a Supreme Court justice. But what's, Stop, Carl.
I got you.
No, but sexual assault, because, you know, some people go, well, that's not sexual assault. Well, they may be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I will try to go off the top of my head here for what defines sexual assault. Now, just to paraphrase, I believe that sexual assault is when one person commits an act on another person. It could be physical, it could be mental. To try to coerce them into having sex with them.
Unwanted sexual contact.
Unwanted sexual contact. Yeah, and it could be, and that could also be through verbal as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and in today it is very, there's, like Linda and I were talking during the break, there's so much to it now to where I think, you know, in the past, we were more so not as educated as to ask for consent, I guess. And now there's a lot that goes into consent. So
it's very complicated because what we were talking about at the break.
And that's what I'm getting at. It's, if you look at just the definition of it, it says illegal sexual contact or unwanted sexual contact that usually involves force on a person without consent or is inflicted upon a person who is incapable of giving consent because of age or physical or mental incapacity. And who places the assailant in a position, or who places the assailant, such as a doctor, in a position of trust or authority. So what we're saying here is that if you've been at a party, just like you were talking about,
that level of understanding of what's going on could have just gone out the window. And there have been cases where this has been brought up and people have been found guilty of rape of an unconscious person. But beyond that, it could be something, somebody's putting their body up against somebody.
Absolutely.
It's unwanted sexual contact.
Yeah.
Or just intimidating.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Coercion. Was this person offering you drinks when you got there? Did they keep serving them up to you? You know, the stuff like that. But a big misconception as well, and this really goes towards, sexual assault awareness, is that people have this notion that if someone says yes, then it is consent. Now, there are people that are in a state of shock or fear at that time, and they don't know what else to say, so they say yes.
Or they don't say anything.
And so people take that as consent. And it gets to be confusing there, but it does describe consent as it has to be an emphatic yes. It has to be an enthusiastic yes. So it can get a little blurry there. But people believe that you have to give an emphatic no in order for it to not be consent.
So we were talking at the break, and it's a generational thing when good girls did not say yes. Good girls always said no. And then there was the mindset, and there still could very well be from certain generations where, well, I said no, but I really mean yes. So that just plays with the brain wiring and the days when men would whistle at women going by. They've learned not to do that.
Yeah, that's not
or
true.
Women whistling at men. I mean, so that's a whole, like, I know you really want this, kind of thing. I know you really want it. And then somebody giving in, but they really don't want it.
Right. Right. And it's also a play on the ego too, because you see these macho men in movies to where it's like,
yeah,
grabbing
a kiss.
Obviously she wants me, look at me. Or vice versa, because I don't want to be unfair here. It happens to men a lot too. But, it's one of those things, like you said, it's generational, I believe, to where that was what was, exciting, and that was what was on TV or this or that. And it's that way today as well. So that's why we have to kind of change the narrative in what we're teaching in our curriculum.
Okay. The point about this is that being aware of what this is, and it's not just, I guess in high school, things are very confusing already. I mean, it just is. And, what's right, what's wrong, you go to movies and you watch things, the things that kids are inundated with online, TikTok and all these, and the movies that are coming out. There's very hard to find a movie with a moral standard in it.
Yeah. Especially nowadays.
Standard that just says, you're, because you say no, doesn't make you a weird person.
No.
And, and you hear things, that are going on in high schools. One mother said, I go in and check my kids' phones every night. They're asleep. I go in and check them. And you should go check your kids too. And the other mothers went, whoa, and the kids were in high school. And these are good kids. Mm-hmm. And they all said, well, our kids are good kids, blah, blah. She says, go in there. When you're asleep, check their phones. And they did. And,
A handful
come out.
Shock.
Yeah, and they come out. They were in shock about the things they were seeing on their kids' phones.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God, I had no idea. So, if it did nothing else, it opened up an avenue of communication to be able to tell your kids, this right now, don't make a decision right now when you're 15.
Right.
That's going to impact on you the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top hospitals in the country, in the top 50 when the cardiovascular hospitals in the country, recognized by the Watson Health Organization. Fully accredited chest pain center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's a certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. So many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does right and does very well. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling. Directed by Aaron Hanley Stewart and Marla Frost O'Brien. March 11th through March 26th. Listen in as a tight-knit group of friends gossip at the beauty parlor. It's a story of friends as they encounter tragedy and good fortune, growing stronger and closer in the process. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Steel Magnolias, March 11th through March 26th at Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Yeah, I get on
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 25th, it's Friday, 25th of March, 2022, 54 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793, 834 in the morning. And I want to remind everybody, on Saturday, April the 23rd, is the Safari Club International's Reading Regionals Chapter's 28th Annual Banquet. Games, auctions, drawings, that includes for guns, hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear, artwork, and items for the ladies. It is a great time, by the way, Linda. You have been there every year that I've been there. Do you have a good time there? I mean, you're a lady, and you don't hunt like I do. But do you have a good time there?
I enjoy it very much because it's also informative about conservation. And that's a really important part to me, if there is culling that happens or working on conserving lands and wetlands, you can get all kinds of information. So there's really something for everybody that happens on the Safari Club International. It doesn't mean that you're going out, you know, killing big game and stuff like that. But
no, we
they
don't
still
do that.
Call it Safari Club International, where you are learning a lot of things. And if you were to be a hunter, just like last night, it's so important to be able to teach your children. General Harrow was talking about that last night. Teach your children on how to be able to source their food if they were going to kill a deer, and how to be able, what that means to bring food to you that you source and you use. So you'll learn all those kinds of things through these organizations such as Safari Club International.
For more information about how to go there and join us that night, you can give Larry a call at 474-5075 or just go to sciredding.org. Okay, we're here with Dan Dogert from One Safe Place. It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Now, out there at Shasta College, you have something going on out there. Take Back the Night.
Yes, sir. So thanks to Candace. She really handled this whole thing with Shasta College. But we are on the 27th of April, we are going to table an event out at Shasta College. It is for Take Back the Night and Denim Day. We are combining both. Now, for those of you who don't know what Denim Day is, it started with, in 1992, there was a incident where a woman was raped, and she, in Italy, and she was, wearing some denim jeans. It said that, there's no way the court ruled that there's no way she could have been raped because she would have had to have helped the perpetrator take off her jeans because they were too tight. And so she must have wanted this. So this is, again, victim blaming, you know. So, what they did was, since then there was a local campaign started to bring awareness to victim blaming and, destructive myths that surround sexual violence. And, the movement's really grown. So, we are out there to stand in solidarity with those who are those victims who do get blamed and shamed for what they wear, because you know you hear a lot of, well, they were asking for it because of what they wore. They wouldn't be wearing that if they didn't want people to view them in that way, and it's a ridiculous concept.
Yeah, I would say that, but you hear that, you still hear it. Mm-hmm. I think. But so many things have changed that you can't go into the victim's past. Their past has nothing to do with the case that's right there. And they used to be able to do that. They could destroy a woman's reputation by just going back and say, well, you did this and you did this and you did this. Well, obviously, this couldn't be, you know, rape. And but they did away with being able to do things like that. It's the case itself, and that you couldn't bring in the defendant's past,
right?
But you could bring in the plaintiff's past. So that ended. I remember that denim. You know, I read about it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the incident, but I remember. But I've read about that. That obviously, she had to help. There was another one. A girl was 12 years old,
I don't remember. I don't know if you remember this case. And the judge said, "This is the most sexual 12-year-old I've ever met," because it was a pedophilia thing, and it was like, "Oh, it's this 12-year-old's fault." And that was in the United States, and this this was I don't know, a couple of decades ago, but it was also one of those things that was it established the outpouring of anger over what this guy said. She's 12 years old and she's just too sexual.
Yeah.
And this is an adult. And we just had a case right here in town where a guy in Anderson was just arrested for texting an underage woman, underage girl who told him that she was underage. And then this, and he then sent pictures and all this stuff, and he just was arrested yesterday. It was in the paper today.
Huge thanks to law enforcement for that.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she knew there was something wrong there. She, you know, so she went to somebody.
Yeah.
And they got him, which is good. And his picture's in the paper today.
Good.
And there's already been comments on Facebook. But take back the night. What is that? I mean, that's, again, something that's been going on for years.
Yeah, so Take Back the Night, essentially, is, it's established to help victims to not be afraid, you know, to walk around their campus, for instance. And I'm less familiar with the history on Take Back the Night and how that got established, but I do know some parts of it are that... again, we want people to feel safe and, be able to walk around to their, or get back to their dorm on campus, you know, at nighttime and not have to worry about it.
Sure.
So.
Well, Take Back Tonight also is for neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
and it's for people to be able to feel safe in their neighborhoods or women walking to their cars from, say, a late night class. Because out at Shasta College, you have to walk from the classes out to the, you know, big parking lots. Now those parking lots are lit up and there is security out there, but they're still, why should they even worry about it? But
yeah.
Then there should be classes also, and I'm sure there are, about teaching women to be aware, teaching all people to be aware when you walk out into a parking lot like that are you, you know, do you look first? Do you scan the area? Are there people out there? Did all of a sudden is there like a van or a car parked next to yours, you know, and all these other parking spots are in the lot? All these things that you need to be aware of too.
Right.
You shouldn't have to, but you need to be.
Yeah. And now they're less visible than you would think, these signs, because now people even have these Apple AirTags that they're putting on people's vehicles, purses, phones, and things like that to track them. And these are all things that are happening right now.
What's an Apple AirTag?
It is basically a device to where you buy, it's about $30. It's not even that expensive, and you can stick it onto someone's car or any sort of device that they have. They made the AirTag in order to put on something like your keys. If you lose your keys, you can track it on your phone where your keys are, right? So that's the idea behind it. However, I think it was a huge error on Apple's part to do this because it's so reckless. I think that
it was designed to find keys.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked it up, which helps people find personal objects like glasses.
Yes.
To locate lost items. They use, blah, 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 blah.
This is not the tile, is it?
No. This is something different.
Okay.
I don't even know how big. Is it? Yeah, but it looks kind of like the tile. But you can put them on a car.
Yeah.
You can insert them someplace and then you can track.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's happening here in Reading. There's been a, I saw the other day on social media that a person that I know came out from working out in the gym, and she noticed something on her phone that was kind of dinging every now and then, and that's the tracker. And she noticed that it was on the undercarriage of her car, and that had just been put on there between the time she went to the gym with her children to the time she got back out. So that, Whoa. Yes, yeah. And a lot of people look for, you know, stickers on the back of the car that say, you know, or the stick figure families.
Yeah.
So then they can count how many kids you have. They can count, they can see if it's just a single mom with her two kids or this and that, you know. So you really got to look out for what you put on your cars and your vehicles that can help identify you as well.
That's why I put on mine Magpul National Rifle Association, NRA, went down to the bottom, gunfighter, you know.
Track me, like I dare you.
You know, and then on Linda's, her stick figure is a stick figure of a lady holding an assault rifle. But you know what? You don't even think about that.
No.
Now we have that to track keys and it works fine.
Yeah.
But you have to push a button. But why, her phone must have linked into it somehow, because.
How did that happen?
Well, because maybe the phone, because she had an Apple phone, that it found it and it linked to it somehow. But what that person did was they inserted it in there so they could just track her.
Yeah.
And now it has to be, I'm not even sure how far it goes. I don't know about the Apple. We use a different kind.
So wait, now you have to start, you know, buy a sweeper so you know whether I'm being tracked. I mean, was it like a, is it a, I mean, we can look, the first thing you would think is sexual trafficking.
Yes.
That child trafficking is the first thing you think of.
Oh, absolutely.
But could it be a jealous boyfriend?
It could be a husband
Could it be a wife? Could it be somebody who is a private investigator for somebody? I mean, there's like 5-6 things, but the first thing is somebody with small children, automatically you think of the sex trafficking, and it just scares the death out of me. And I know that some people are listening right now have young grandkids.
Yeah.
And they think about this, it's just a world that we never really even thought of.
Absolutely, and now it's just becoming so easy for these traffickers to do stuff like this.
And we have a huge sexual trafficking problem. In California, but in this area we are in on I-5, we are in there's major roads leading from here so they can go in different directions. I'd like y'all one time to bring in a couple experts and let's just talk sex trafficking.
Absolutely.
Sometime maybe next month. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's about time for me to go down there again. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've ever had my haircut in Reading, and I love it there. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Now, last thing is, I have two tickets for next weekend for the Sportsman's Expo at the Civic Auditorium. Two tickets to get you in free. It's a great, great, great event. So the first person to call, 605-4567, gets two tickets to the Sportsman's Expo next week. We'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at WinRiver.com. Come and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at Bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale is coming up on Saturday, April 2nd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. We grow heirloom vegetables, California native, and waterwise plants. Primes to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio station with Carl and DeBot. It's Friday the 25th, 8:51 in the morning. Hey, next week, it's going to be kind of a busy week. Next week on Tuesday, we're besides having Haven Humane, of course, on. At 7 o'clock, we're having somebody from the Ukraine, in Ukraine right now, calling in to us and telling us about what the situation is like. On Wednesday, Patrick Henry Jones from the Border Supervisors joins us. We've got a lot of things going on next week.
A special guest coming in. And talking about different events.
Yeah, different events happening, of course. So stay tuned for next week.
Right.
We have some surprises coming
up. Yeah, and
okay.
So Dan Dogert is here with us from One Safe Place, and we've been talking about this month. You know, each month is something that you're tailored towards awareness. This is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So, Dan, let's share with our listeners how you got involved with One Safe Place. What brought you to this kind of work?
Well, what brought me to this kind of work is it kind of has a personal effect on me. I grew up in an environment where domestic violence was very prevalent, sexual assault. I've been around that. My mother wouldn't mind me bringing up these instances because she is a wonderful person and has changed her life in great ways. But back when I was a younger child, you know, from birth to ages like 8, 9, you know, up through then, I witnessed boyfriends in her life come through and abuse her physically, abuse myself. And then I've witnessed some sexual assault as well. And so it was very near and dear to my heart to where, you know, there was an instance where my wife and I, we had to go to the laundromat to do our laundry at one point. And, you know, I was standing outside and there was a man yelling really, aggressively at a woman. I didn't know the, why or, you know, but instantly in me was this burning just anger.
Right.
And I couldn't deal with it. And I wanted to help her. And I wanted to educate her on why she should get out of that situation. So this just kind of seemed to fall in my lap, the opportunity. And when I went in there and spoke to them, it was so clear to me how sincere they were about their mission. And that is to, for me especially, to prevent it from happening. And I think the word prevention is so important. Because it keeps us from getting to having to find a solution.
And so I love your personal testimony because you can either fall, and I don't even like to use the word victim, but you can fall prey, you can fall in your situation. You were growing up, so your wiring, you know, that affects your wiring.
Yeah.
And that you were able to grow through something that you could have been programmed for.
Right.
To think was okay.
Right.
So you found the other side of, no, that's not okay. And it's wonderful. I believe in sharing testimonies that would be like if somebody was addicted and then how they were not, how they were able. But it's a daily prayer practice. It's a daily yeah. affirmation of, I choose to do this and this is why I'm doing this and I can help others. And so thank you for that. And that is wonderful again for you to be in a place of not authority, but a place of being able to help others see that there are other ways of saying no, other ways of protecting yourself. And children don't really have too much advocacy when they're in an environment from home. And we're seeing that as we're getting more educated.
Right, and you hit it right on the head, because it does mess with your wiring. It's, as we know, it's a learned behavior, and it's not something you're born with. So I could have definitely learned that behavior and carried it on, but I believe that it was because I had such a stable father who was really, teaching me the ways of how to be a man that I didn't fall into that. So thanks, Dad.
Aww.
Well, one of the things of our show on that last, or the
That's
fourth
great.
Thursday
Thank
of Man
you.
Up is the, you know, the qualities of being a man. And part of the qualities of being a man is, you don't disrespect women or you don't disrespect other people, that you, you've taken that responsibility on yourself. And when you're raising a man child is to show respect for women, and don't think of them as subservient. Don't think of other people as subservient. You know, take accountability for your actions. Work hard for what you get. But that's a big part of being a man. So we try to emphasize that too on Man Up, on our show. And, you know, when people say, "Oh, you guys are just," you know, no. There's a lot to being a man. That there's a lost art. In many cases.
I agree, and they're trying to delete the man, and I don't like it. So
yeah.
We need to remain gentlemen and you know, provide that education. That's why I'm so fortunate to be in the position I am, and you know, to also be coaching basketball with the young boys, you know, the freshman boys. It's awesome because I, you know, my main goal was to help teach them how to be gentlemen, you know, but luckily enough for me, those kids were already really great. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies, Coach Carter.
Yes.
He teaches them respect and how to wear a jacket and a tie on game day and grades. And, you know, I mean, it just, we don't really know, but still it was a good movie as far as inspirational. We talk about, what do you watch now? That's something you can watch with your kids.
Exactly.
I can't believe it, but I still have these two tickets for the, Sportsman's Expo. I mean, I can give away anything. I can give away lumps of coal when people call in. This is a Sportsman's Expo, my friends.
Next weekend.
You thought, oh, okay, I didn't get to the phone quick enough.
April 2nd and 3rd.
They usually are gone in 2 seconds, but here's a chance to be able to, you know, score a couple tickets there and have a great time.
605-4567. Dan Duggart, we appreciate you being with us this morning. I think we heard some great words of inspiration, as well as you getting out there and sharing educationally to our youth. And also, but this month is about sexual assault month, and then we'll have you on again.
Awareness. Sexual assault awareness.
Awareness, exactly. Okay.
Okay, they're calling. Okay.
So and then next month, we'll be highlighting another subject.
I really would like to get into the sex trafficking side.
Yes.
I mean, information about the six.
There is a person I know that's chomping at the bit from our company or our agency that wants to get on here and speak about that next month.
We need to do
that. Sounds great.
Okay. Hey, everybody, thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. And, okay, everybody have a great weekend. You know, go out and I really like what you say, honey, about do a random act of kindness for people out there. It's a good time to do it this weekend. Everybody have a great weekend.
The car wash. Found the $20 bill in my car when I was getting the car washed, and I said, you know what? Because of your honesty, you take that as a tip. I really appreciate you coming to me with that.
You know, and when things like that happen, you so much appreciate
reward the person.
Oh, appreciate it. Okay, everybody, great weekend, and we'll be back with you Monday at 7 o'clock.